Italian Wine Podcast. Cin Cin with Italian Wine People.
Hello, this is the Italian Wine Podcast with me, Monty Wardy. My guest today is Sergio Solinas. Sergio is the general manager of a cooperative in northern Sardinia in the Gallura region. It's called Cantina del Giogantino. Va bene?
Va bene.
Oh, buongiorno. First time, lucky. Okay, so
good morning.
Just give me a little bit of detail. How many soci, how many members have you got, and how big is the vineyard in total?
Cantina Giogantino is one of the oldest cellar in in Sardinia. We have 250 vineyards.
250 growers, yeah.
Yeah, and they produce wines in on 320 hectares.
Okay, so the average holdings are quite small, like a hectare and a half, something like that. So do you have any really big growers, or are they all quite small?
Our vineyards, they produce from 1 to also 7 or 8 hectares.
So still very small.
Yeah. Very small.
Do they have other crop? Do they have sheep? Do they have fruit? Do they have olives?
No. They produce all wine. Someone produce also other
cereals.
Cereals or also farmers. Important is that we produce 1 million and a half bottles. So we are one of the largest seller in on the island.
Tell me a little bit about Gallura. It's very well known for its beautiful beaches in the north of
Gallura. Is known as the touristic area of Sardinia. We are in the north Sardinia, and very close to the Costa Smeralda, and we are very famous for this area. We have a great port and airport near, and so Gallura is in this moment is the largest touristic area in Sardinia. Many people come for summer in Sardinia from towards Gallura, and so we have many visitors in the cellar also that coming from Costa Smeralda.
You make a couple of sparkling wines. One of them is called Giogantino, a Brut. That's a Charmat method. What is that made? Is that made from Vermentino?
Yeah, based on Vermentino. We produce one Brut, Giogantino Brut, but famous is Tancare.
That's another one. That's a Frizzante.
Frizzante, yes. Sparkling wine that is... this is one of the most sold in Sardinia.
Is it slightly sweet?
Little bit sweet, but it's basically Vermentino, so it is bitter than others. The consumption is all the year, but principally in summer.
Okay, so it's a nice fresh summer.
Fresh summer.
So you also make. We'll just go on to your other. We go on to your dry white wine. So you have one called Crios.
Oh, Crios is a.
That's a Vermentino di Sardegna.
Yeah, Vermentino Sardegna, because Crios, the name's from the Greek Crios, ice. Because last year we had very low temperature.
Very low, cool temperatures.
Cool temperature in Sardinia. And so we made this wine. Also to have another wine, because we had not many bottles of Gallura, and so we create Crios. We sold 50,000 bottles this year. A very, very successful wine.
Okay, so then you have the Giogantino Superiore.
That's Giogantino Superiore and the Giogantino Classic 12 degree.
So they're under the Gallura.
These are the historical bottles of Giogantino cellar. We can observe that we have the same label from 50 years.
Right, so you started producing this in the 1960s, early 1960s.
Yeah, because the cellar was founded in 1955.
How many soci, how many growers were there in 1955 when the cooperative was...
Sorry, but I think not
I'm
many.
I'm not saying you
not
were
many,
there.
But not many. But... not many farmers, I think.
Okay, got a Rosato called Nulvara.
Rosato now in this.
What's that made from? Which variety?
Nulvara is the name coming from a small area near Birkida. The name is the same of the production area. Rosato now is increasing in. On the market, like selling.
Now, what about these? You got a couple of reds. One is called Eya or Asia. How do you spell that?
Eya
E-J-A.
Eya is Canelau.
Grenache, okay.
Yeah,
Canelau. Is that
that we we bottle about 15,000 bottles, and we sell in GDO.
So that's a Cannonau Sardegna, and another one is called Nastare.
Nastare is in EGT, Merlot and Cabernet, produced in Berchida, in the same area on the Vermentino, and this wine is most appreciated on the foreign market, like USA and Canada. They love this wine.
So imagine quite a ripe style of Merlot and Cabernet, yeah? Yeah. Quite a strong wine. What about the, you make a Grenache as well? Which one have we in Terramana?
Terramana is, this is a wine for the high level or restoration.
So that's a blend?
It's a blend, Cabernet, Merlot and Modistello, that is an autochthon typical of
Modistello. And what about Terra Saliosa?
Terra Saliosa, also.
It's another red?
Yes, another red wine. And
what does that mean, though, Terra Saliosa? What does Saliosa mean? Salty
Terra Saliosa is substance. Heart with substance. Saliosa, Terra with
character.
Yeah.
Oh, so you call Saliosa. Me Saliosa, which means I'm a guy of substance.
No, it's the rich, like rich Terra Saliosa.
And you also make a Mirto, which is a liqueur from...
Mirto.
Myrtle berries. Very traditional drink, isn't it?
Yes, Mirto is another product that we have, because if you in Sardinia, you cannot have Mirto, but...
It's 30% alcohol on the label.
This is...
I have some at home. It's on the thing. So I had a friend of mine was... one of my family members, my Italian family, was in Sardinia this summer. I promise you, I've got Mirto in my kitchen. Right. It's delicious.
There is...
It's sweet.
There is a big producer that produces Mirto for...
Does the fruit grow in your area as well? They're very small berries, aren't they?
Yeah. Gallura is famous for Mirto.
So what about the soils in Gallura?
If you go to the beaches in Costa Smeralda, you can see, and also you can pick for yourself, you can pick yourself a Mirto. And if you want to make Mirto by yourself, you can...
Do you make it at home?
You can do
it. Do you make it? Did your family used to make it?
My wife produced Mirto... by her hands.
So what about typical dishes? I know obviously you mentioned fish, you're on it, it's a coastal region. What would you have with some of your red wines that wasn't fish? What local fish? Are you talking lamb?
Oh, in Sardinia, you can taste porchetto and
lamb,
suckling
wine, pig.
Yeah, pasta and meat sausage.
Meat sausage, you said that with a big smile on your face. Is that one of your favorites? I mean, you're a big lad, I have to say, yeah? So you like your food, yeah? Yeah. Okay. I just want to say thanks to my guest today, Sergio Solinas, who's the general manager of the cooperative, the Gio Gandino cooperative in the Gallura region of northern Sicily. Great to talk to you about food, the sea, and the myrtles. Berries, yeah? They're very popular, very healthy.
Very proper.
I just want to say thank you to my guest today, Sergio Solinas. He's general manager of the cooperative in the Gallura region in the north of Sicily called Gio Gandino. Thanks very much for coming in on the Italian Wine Podcast.
Thank you very much.
Follow Italian Wine Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.